Say it again.
I want to be on the radio show.
Why not?
Well, because I just don't want to. I just don't want to.
Because is it distracting to do the radio show? We can't focus on the game so much?
No.
Well, okay, let's just play the game. Yeah. Okay. So we're going to play Lou and Frank game. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. I may put it on the radio, but I won't let it get in the way of the game, okay?
I don't like to. I don't want it to.
You want us to just play the game, not on the radio at all?
No.
But if we play it on the radio, it's kind of fun. We could listen to it later.
No, I don't want to.
Well, what do you want to happen in Lou and Frank game?
They die and fight. They die with the guns.
Oh, wow. Okay, so you have two cowboys, a green cowboy and a red cowboy, and I have Lou and Frank here. Lou is wearing a yellow tie with stripes and a vest and a white shirt, and he has glasses. And Frank is in... What is Frank wearing, Keats?
A yellow shoes and a blue pants and a jacket and a shirt.
That's right. And can you see, what is a picture on his shirt?
Oh, a tree.
That's right, a tree. It looks like a tree in Hawaii. So, okay, Lou and Frank. Wait, which one's Lou, which one is Frank?
That one is Frank, and that's
Lou. Okay, that's right. So Frank has the glasses. I'm not sure if I said it correctly last time, but... Hey, I need a wrench. I'm trying to install a new carburetor here. Oh! What are you doing? You just shot Frank! Oh!
Now you have a little dog. Frank,
little dog. This is Frank and Lou's dog. It's a large husky dog. It's run in. It's about as tall as Frank and Lou. And the guys who are shooting them are about half their size and half the size of the dog. I'm the dog from Call of the Wild. You missed me. I'm so quick.
I got him. Now Lou is a policeman.
Oh, luckily I was wearing my police vest, and those shots didn't penetrate the tree, the Sunset Island tree image on my chest. Look, you see that dot? That's where the bullet hit my bulletproof vest, which I wear because I'm a policeman. And now, Cowboy Red, put your gun down because you are under arrest. I'm gonna take you to jail. I've got a bulletproof pants on too. I'm wearing a bulletproof wig. I have a bulletproof hand lotion. I'm wearing a bulletproof eye mask. I've got bulletproof face cream. I've even got bulletproof elbow pads. What happened to the cowboy? What happened to the cowboy, Woozle?
He fell down and died.
Oh, just because he couldn't penetrate Lou because of all of the bulletproof stuff?
Yeah.
What made him fall?
Like that.
Like he bounced off the wall?
I can get him.
Oh, how did you get through my bulletproof things?
Because I not you there. Now he's a policeman.
Lou, I can't believe it. They just knocked you down. They didn't even use bullets to defeat you. Because everything you were wearing was bulletproof, including your wig. Poor Lou. Well, just so happens I'm also a policeman. But I'm not wearing anything bulletproof. I just have thick skin. Because at night, I turn into the Hulk.
In nighttime.
Your bullets don't work against me. Smash. Smash. And he smashes the red cowboy. And he smashes the green. Oh. He tries to smash the green cowboy. Oh. But since the green cowboy is green, he's immune to the Hulk.
Then he's a policeman. At night, he turns into the Hulk.
Okay, so you want me to have all the guys and you're the Hulk now. Oh! Skeet's just changed characters to be the most powerful character. Taking it away from me. You remember me? I'm Frank. Don't you remember me? You're the Hulk.
Yeah.
Whoa.
I can protect you from those guys.
Okay, well, that's my dog. He's nice to me. His name is Alfred.
Hi, Daddy. Uh-oh. Hi, Daddy.
And this other guy here, well, I was doing repairs on his truck, and I guess he got upset, and he took out his guns, and he started to shoot me because he didn't like the way I was putting in the carburetor.
You just didn't see the Hulk.
You better put my carburetor in correctly or I'm going to shoot your leg. Oh no, the Hulk's coming.
Master Dunn! Ah! Master Dunn's out of his hand and through the window.
Oh no, there go my guns falling down 15 stories. This is the highest high-rise repair body auto shop I've ever been to because I like to take the elevator with my car. That's one of the coolest things about this body shop. You can drive your car into the elevator.
Then he saw the Hulk's dog.
Wow, that's the Hulk's dog, if I know dogs, because it's green and giant and smashing things.
Where's that other guy that fell? Here he is.
He fell behind the radiator. We could pretend the radiator is the 15 stories down to the bottom of the ground. And then, that's his orange car that he drives.
I'm a cowboy, but I know how to get around in style. No four-wheeler for me. I'm going to drive a little orange race car.
Uh-oh.
That's the Hulk. I'm going to get in my car and drive away.
What did the Hulk just do?
Smashed his car.
How did he do it?
Because he threw it out the window.
Oh, no. My car's gone 15 stories down to the ground. You got me, Hulk. Hulk, before you smash me with your dog, can I introduce you to Puddly Wuddly?
Oh. So much for Puddly Wuddly.
You be him.
Okay, I have a new game. You ready? You're Spider-Man, and I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Who are you?
I'm Innocent Man.
What do you do?
I'm totally innocent. I haven't done anything wrong. Oh! You got webs all over me! Why'd you do that? I'm innocent!
Who are you?
I'm Strawberry.
Strawberry Shortcake.
What do you do?
I make sweet cheesecake for people.
I do like to eat me.
I'm not going to eat you. I'm just making food over here.
I want him to eat me.
Oh, you know what? I may be Strawberry Shortcake, but I like to eat spiders. I'm going to eat you. Oh. You put frosting all over me. Yeah. Looks like Spider-Man fell down.
I'm kidding you.
Oh, now you're kicking me. Oh,
down my socks.
Spider-Man, you got bare feet. I see those feet. I'm going to put icicles on your feet. Using my icicleator, which is what I use to freeze and store my cupcakes, dry freeze them.
I I used to have teeth.
You broke your teeth on them because they're so cold.
No, I didn't.
Now you don't have any teeth. Oh, you just have a handful of pus in your mouth.
No, I don't. I put it on your face.
Oh, no, the pus is on my face. It's corroding my face. Ah, please help me, Spider-Man. Ah.
I am Blue Man. I have a group of friends. We go around. We bang on things and look meaningfully into the distance. I'm not hungry today.
He's hungry.
I'm really getting more hungry, though. Can you go out and get me a sandwich?
I gave you a sandwich on your head.
You did, gave me a sandwich on my head?
Yeah.
What? What kind of sandwich?
A movie sandwich.
Oh, not on my head. Oh, no. I thought it was a ham cheese sandwich.
You're getting more hungry.
I'm even getting more hungry. Actually, I'd love to have some pasta fasuli. Can you speak a little more clearly? I can't understand you.
I found the phone.
Tell me what you did to the pasta fasuli.
I found the phone on your head.
Are you putting everything on my head? Oh, it's all sticking to my blue makeup. A sandwich, some pasta fasuli, and a phone are all stuck to my head. Well,
you're getting even more hungry.
Getting even more hungry. I really would like to have a full 9-course meal.
I put a food on your eye.
You're putting a full 9-course meal on my eyes? Oh, I can't see anything. It's going to take weeks to get this food off of my face. Oh.
Who are
you? I'm mayonnaise.
What do you do?
I spread myself on sandwiches. You fired your web at me.
What do you do?
My name is Moo.
What do you do?
I find cows.
What are you doing to eat me?
I'm just going to stand in the grass.
I threw water on your eye. I threw a volcano on your eye.
Oh, there's a volcano on my eye. Oh, that's okay. I'm going to run up the volcano and leap off of it into the air and sprout wings and fly like a cowgirl.
I cut off the wings.
I'm falling, but fortunately I have a parachute. Whoosh, I'm pulling the cord and my parachute is opened up.
I cut your parachute.
Luckily, I'm falling into water. And now I'm drowning. Help me, spider.
I help you.
Oh, thank you for helping me after you tried to kill me. How nice of you.
Who are you?
I am Mr. Panini.
What do you do?
I make panini breads.
Are you going to eat me?
I am going to put you between two pieces of bread and squish you in the panini machine. Ah, you got me with the sticky web.
Who are you?
I'm the wolf doctor.
What do you do?
I take care of sick wolves.
The sick wolf right over there.
Oh no. Okay, I'm going to go over there. Here he is, at the base of the mountain. It looks like an avalanche of snow fell on him and he's very cold.
How?
I think there was a loud noise. Oh, there he is. Keats is the wolf. Maybe I can help this wolf by warming him up with this hot blanket. There. Did that help you, wolf? He's breathing, but he's not moving. What can I do? Got to see if he's broken any bones. Oh, looks like he has a broken leg. All right, I'm going to set the leg in a splint and wrap it up. There. Now I think he's feeling better. Are you feeling better, wolf? Still no word. All right. I'm going to take his arms, straighten them out, line them up, make his whole body into the letter T, so that if a helicopter comes from above, it can see the letter T, and it can think that means to help. The letter T for to help. Oh! The wolf is up! And it's attacking me after I've tried to help him! Ah! He's hitting me with his claws! Ah! He's biting! But not for real! Ah.
You eat a Hulk!
I'm the Hulk being attacked by a wolf! Ah.
I spawned the new video.
You're just a wolf. I'm the Hulk.
I'll beat you up.
You bit my arm, but I can just push you down with one hand.
I tore your arm, so do your arm.
You cut my arm off, but I can use my other arm and I can squish you with that. I'm putting you inside of an ice cave.
You can't.
I put you inside the ice cave.
I found the earth. You the wolf doctor.
The wolf doctor here. Well, I was being attacked by a wolf I tried to save by turning. By putting him in a splint and turning him into a T, but now I found another wolf that's knocked out. What does the wolf say? He's not saying anything. Oh, wait a minute. He's waking up. Oh, he's going wild. Oh, he's attacking me again. Quick, I'll make my escape in my underground tunnel. Ha-ha, I'm gotten away from you. You're not fast enough to get me.
Yes, I am.
But I'm the wolf doctor. Ah! I just saved your life.
You paid rent to being attacked by the man wolf.
Well, this is Spider-Man here. Hey, Wolfie, stop attacking me. I got things to do. A boring girl to go ask out on a very milquetoast date. Although I can do all kinds of fun stuff. Maybe we'll just go to the movies. What do you think of that, Wolfie? Ah! The old web slinger is going to fire another splooch at you.
I broke through the webs.
You broke through the webs. Oh, no. I'm going to have to use my superior spider sense to figure out some kind of clever plan.
I kicked you.
Oh, you kicked me. I'm going to command your other wolves using this dog whistle. That must...
I cut it.
Ah, you cut my dog whistle with your claws. Well, old wolfy pal... I think I'm going to rip your medallion off your chest. Ha-ha. Did I get it?
Are you cat?
Now I'm going to turn you into a fresh green salad.
No, you can't.
I'm going to put lettuce in your hair.
No. I put it in your hair.
You put the lettuce in my hair? Oh, no. I'm going to put some carrots. I'm going to chop carrots and put them on you.
No, I took tacos and threw them on you. In your eye.
Oh no, carrots in my eyes! Carrots are good for your eyes, but not if they're in them! Ah, Wolfie! Here, I think you got the best of Spider-Man, but I have one more trick left. Jalapeno peppers. I'm gonna rub some jalapeno peppers on you, and then you're gonna be too spicy to do anything about it!
I took the peppers in your eye.
Ah, my eyes have carrots and peppers!
Why did we tap in the milter, then tap by a wolf?
Oh, this wolf is going through the superheroes. First he attacked the Hulk and beat him, then he's beat the Spider-Man, and now he's after me! I'm Captain America, and I'm very serious about my mission. You won't get me, Wolfman.
Yes,
I'm using my shield against you.
And it broke the seal.
Oh, no, my special shield is broken in half. Well, fortunately, I have a backup pistol.
Then you guys are done. Then that by a great wolf, a super strong wolf.
Ah. I have a gun and you can't get me, wolf. Ah!
Then the wolf got mad at us.
Ah, you got a gun, wolf, and you managed to modify the grip so that you could hold it and use your mouth as a trigger device using a pulley system. Ah, you and now you're shooting me with a gun.
You policeman didn't tap a flying wolf.
Cut to a policeman.
Oh, I'm not police. What's up there, wolf?
You know, this is quite unorthodox. I'll consider this, look, I'll get you off with a warning if you just back off of me, okay? I know you're just an animal and I'm not... You're not in my jurisdiction, really.
You're eluded and tapped by a wolf.
Oh, no! I'm just working on this motorcycle over here. Ah! This is wolf. Ah! What are you doing? Oh, no, you bit my hand. Look, I have some meat for you in the refrigerator. Could you just go over the refrigerator?
I broke the refrigerator.
Oh, good, you broke it open. Okay, so you see all the meat over there?
But I threw the meat outside out of the window.
What? You threw the meat out the window? Why you threw it out the window? There's all kinds of wolves out there. They're going to heat it up. I'm okay. Fortunately, in my bath, I have a jacuzzi piranha bath. If you press the P, it's right next to the B for bubbles. Watch out for that. Anyway, I'm going to put you in the with the piranhas.
But the piranhas couldn't dig. And I ate you, piranha.
Oh, the wolf's eating the piranhas out of the bath. Whoa. This is one crazy wolf.
You eat Jameson, then tap by the wolf.
I'm Jameson.
Attacked by the man wolf.
Oh, I'm being attacked by my son, the man wolf. Oh, no. I can't believe it. I don't know what to do. He's my own son. I can't let him get hurt, but then if he hurts me, he'll be so sad that he's missing his father. Either way, he gets hurt, and one way I die. What can I do? What should I do, Wolfman? Oh no, you're not speaking, are you? Well, I'm going to put you inside of a tiny glass bottle. I'm going to get you in there with a shrinking ray. Oh, why can't I use a shrinking ray? Ah, are you shooting me?
Yeah.
With what? With the spaghetti cannon?
Yeah.
Oh, you're covering me with noodles. What kind of sauce?
You eat Santa Claus attacked by the man wolf.
Santa Claus attacked by the man wolf?
Ho, ho, ho. Ho, ho, ho. Mary. Ah! Ah! A wolf is attacking me. Oh, Mrs. Claus. Ah! Oh! What is that? Oh, he's got my leg. Undancer, unprancer. He's attacking my reindeer.
I'm not attacking your reindeer. I'm attacking you.
Oh, just me. I thought I could get some animal rights activists involved. No, but it looks like I'm on my own with a court-appointed attorney.
Your Honor, the wolf attacked me as I was attempting to make my yearly run.
Santa, Tali, Spider-Man.
Wait, who am I?
I'm Spider-Man.
I'm Spider-Man, but who are you?
The man wolf.
Hey, wolfy old pal. Whoa. You've been really attacking all the superheroes and all the people you could find, haven't you? You feel pretty ferocious, don't you?
You be another wolf.
Another wolf? Arr, I'm a wolf too. You won't defeat me because we're equally matched. First, I'm going to bite off your arm.
No, you can't.
Now
I bite off your arm.
You bit my arm too. Now I'm going to scrape your belly.
I bit your belly too. I took off your head.
Ah, you took off my head! And so ends the saga of the wolf and man-wolf who attacked all the superheroes and as many other people as he could find before finally deciding to go and lie down and have a nap in the Caribbean.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Fun with Fritz. The name of the show today is Playing with Children. I'm just playing with one child. It's my son. He's 3 and a half. His name is Keats. And we were... He's handing me a white car. Okay, this car's mine.
And this one.
If you turn it over sometimes in these cars, you can see what year they're from. This one is from 1995. You're putting your fingers right where I need to read it. 1985. It's a Hot Wheel from 1985, Keats. This car is like, how old is it? 30 years old. What about that one? This one is from... Oh, it doesn't say. If they're plastic on the bottom and they're not metal, sometimes they don't say. Okay. All right, let's do it. You're giving me the car from 1985, and then you have one from recently. This one is metal on the top and the bottom, and yours is plastic on the top and the bottom. This one has like a...
What's your name?
Oh, my name is Hot Trot. What's your name?
The Hot Wheel.
Hot Wheel, what's your name?
My name is Puzzly Car. Bye.
Your name is Puzzly Car. I'm going to yield for you. Oh, you crossed the intersection. All right, I'm going to follow you. And A, I'm going to pass you now.
You need to wheel up. Yeah, this is the one way because this is to the end. This is to the water.
It goes all the way to the water. Oh, that's one way, I see. So there's no other lane for me to pass you in. I'm going to have to just jump like pop a wheelie over your car. Ha-ha. Whoa, you've jumped even really high and you're spinning in the air now. Okay, watch out for the oil slick.
What's your name?
My name is still Hot Wheel. Oh, there's a helicopter up there. A white helicopter. It's a rescue helicopter. Is someone in trouble?
You be the Hot Wheel in trouble.
I'm in trouble down here. An entire mountain has fallen on me. And the rescue helicopter pulls him up into the air. Oh, but... His leg is caught under a rock, and it's heavy. It's pulling down the rescue helicopter.
But the rescue helicopter was so super fun, and he pulled the rock, and he got the rock off.
All right. Oh, thank you. You've saved me.
And he lifted him to his house.
Oh, this is where I live. My leg is broken, though.
I'm here with the helicopter.
Thanks.
I'm Harold.
Well, thank you, Harold.
Bye. Busy back to work.
Okay, busy back to work. See you later. Thanks for saving me. I'll slowly convalesce here, nursing my broken leg for weeks, hoping to get a new email from an exciting friend, dating online but not having many results, as I'm unable to meet people in person. What?
I really saw the man wolf.
The man wolf?
Yeah.
What part of him is man and what part of him is wolf?
He was whole wolf. He was a whole wolf. He was a whole wolf.
But he has a voice of a man. He talks like a man. Why do they call him a man wolf if he's a whole wolf? Because he's a man who changes into a wolf? Oh, he's here, I guess. He smashed the helicopter. Oh, no.
The helicopter,
man, ha ha, wolf, you can't hurt me, you're way down there. Ha. Oh, wow, I've never seen a wolf jump 40 stories into the sky and bite a helicopter out of the sky before. Have you, Johnson? I'm pretending you're Mr. Johnson. Hey, Mr. Johnson, have you ever seen a wolf jump out of the sky like that before? Oh no, Mr. Johnson, you've been eaten by the wolf.
Uh, your car, Dame.
Okay.
Now it's back for the wolf game.
Oh, more wolf game? More wolf game? Well, how about some other...
No.
Oh, I have an idea.
No.
No, it's about the wolf. It's a wolf idea.
What?
You ready for my wolf idea?
Yeah.
Okay. So in this game...
What?
The wolf goes on an adventure.
Yeah, with who? With all the other wolves.
That's right, with all the other wolves. It leads the other wolves on an adventure.
Yes, and they're going to an ice cream shop.
That's right.
Away on the other side of the world.
That's right, they're
going on an adventure where to a construction site. Going in an adventure to a construction site.
That's great. Oh. The wolves are going on an adventure to the construction site. They're now crawling through the tunnel, the drainage ditch.
Then this wolf saw a fish. And he ate the fish.
Oh, the wolf saw a fish. He ate the fish. And they're headed towards an ice cream shop on the other side of the world. But first they have to go through a construction site.
No, they're going to a construction site.
And they're all going to the construction site. But then, as soon as they started to approach the construction site, they noticed that there were guards at the fence and the gate was closed. How would they get in?
Then the man have idea. He was attacking all the guards.
And
he stopped the guards.
He just says,
and he broke the date. He cut the date in half. Then all the wolves got in.
Wow, he just did the direct approach.
Yuya Don's see the man wolf.
Hey, Joe, get over here. There's a wolf over there, but I can tell that it's more than just an ordinary wolf. It's very big and strong. Oh no, here he comes! Oh, well, he won't be able to get through the fence.
Yes, I did, and he jumped over the fence.
Wow, he jumped right over it! Oh! Quick, draw your sidearm. Oh! And before they could shoot, the man wolf had grabbed all their hands into a bundle like a bouquet of flowers and tied them up in the air. Oh!
And he jumped over the guard.
Oh. He jumped over the guards. Does the man wolf have thumbs?
And blokes.
Does he have thumbs? And he scraped the guards, but does he have thumbs, Keith?
No.
No.
Just like paws, like a wolf?
Yeah.
Okay, so he's not like a man in that way either. He's just mostly like a wolf. But his thinking is like a man?
Okay.
And then he heard a sound coming from high up at the construction site. Clang. Clang.
Who are you?
Clang. What did the man wolf see?
He saw a bad guy.
What color was the bad guy?
Purple.
Another purple bad guy from outer space. We come in peace. We would like...
You're your god.
Oh, look, they're a peaceful envoy of... beings from outer space, but the wolf is just eating them one after another. Oh no! This will create an intergalactic incident, and surely they'll take offense. Maybe they'll attack our world and destroy us all because the wolf. Ah! Oh, ah, now he's attacking me for giving side commentary. Oh! Ah, 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 ah,
who are you?
I am from outer space. I come bringing you presents.
Are you Santa Claus?
I am known as Santa Claus. We are from the planet Claus. Every year we come once a year and give presents.
You're an astronaut. See the man wolf.
This is Lieutenant Henrietta Solige in deep orbit.
Thing that
talking back to Houston.
No,
I see activity of a UFO.
Don't sing.
I wasn't singing. I was just talking in a different voice. That was the astronaut's voice.
We're in the deep reaches of outer space, and I see the alien vessel arriving, beaming down on the construction site, and there is a wolf greeting the intergalactic visitors, and oh, wait a minute. Oh no, what's happening? How terrifying. He's eating Santa of the planet Klaus. They come once a year and deliver presents, and we've covered it up so well for so long with fairy tales, but now that the man-wolf is eating the alien ambassador...
Please do not eat me. I am the ambassador of another civilization far in advance of your own. Oh, how are you doing, Mr. Man?
We sailor.
What? A sailor? I am what you would call a space sailor.
Don't sing.
I'm not singing.
Don't sing that, I don't know.
This is my voice.
Don't sing.
Okay.
No, don't sing, no.
I'm not singing.
No, don't, Dad, don't. Oh. No, Daddy, don't.
Okay, I'm not singing. That's just how that guy talks. He's an alien, you know. He talks in a funny way.
You remember Jameson.
Oh, man. We have to go back into that timeline story. He's already been eaten up earlier.
No, he's not.
It turns out that Mr. Jameson was an alien imposter. Underneath his calm exterior was a small, 1-inch-tall alien living inside of his brain. What are you going to do about that, man-wolf? Do you know delicate brain surgery? Are you a neurologist? Can you diagnose a polarity disorder from an erratic eye movement? Or are you just claws and teeth come to wreak havoc on my city? Answer me, man-wolf. In your best man impression.
You be Toto. You be another man wolf.
I'm another man wolf.
You don't need me.
Why not?
Because I gave you a fish.
Oh, thanks for the fish. How did you know I liked fish?
I'm not that hungry anymore.
I'm not, no. Thank you. Surprisingly full.
I'm hunting for a fish. I've got a fishing rod. And I gave you a fishing rod and one for myself.
That sounds great.
There's two fishing rods.
I have a friend who has a rowboat we could borrow. Or we could fish off the end of the dock. What sounds more fun?
Fish on the end of the dock.
I thought it'd be fun to go in a boat, seeing as we're both wolves.
Okay.
Okay, great. Here.
I'm on the boat.
Oh, wow. Can I come in?
Yes.
Thanks for making room for me. I brought some snacks.
I ate it.
Oh, I thought we would eat it a little bit later.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll save some for later.
Yeah.
Great. Hey, listen. It's the first time I've met another man wolf.
Yeah?
How did you become a man wolf?
Because I turned into one.
You were just walking along one day on your way to the store and you turned into a man-wolf? Maybe you were going to buy some screws and a screwdriver?
Yes. And I got so angry at that guy, the Hulk, that I just smashed the Hulk.
Why did you get so angry with the Hulk?
Because he was trying to hit me and I just dot him like that.
Wow, you did, like, you waved your hand in the air. Off. You bit his head off.
Yes, with my sharp teeth. My really sharp teeth.
Wow.
You need a fishing rod.
Why not?
Because we can use our sharp claws.
Oh, just reach in with our sharp claws and grab the fish.
I saw the fish.
Wow.
You know.
Oh, you gave it to me. Thank you so much. Hey, look what I've got.
What?
It's like a boot. Like a rubber boot.
That's not a fish.
No, it's not. Do you want to eat it?
No, it is a fishing rod.
I think I might eat it. I'm so hungry.
It is a fishing rod.
Okay, I won't eat it then. Oh, look at that. I see a body floating in the water.
Why do we can't eat it?
Should we eat a dead body?
Yeah.
We are wolves, after all. Oh, he tastes really old.
Why?
I think he's been in the water for a while, don't you think? He's very salty.
I don't like that.
No, it doesn't taste very good. No. He's all blue.
Why?
I guess he just got blue because of cold. He's like a little bit frozen. Yeah. Oh, you know what?
What?
He's Cro-Magnon man.
What? Why?
He's from thousands and thousands of years ago.
Why?
Well, he must have gotten frozen, and then with the melting glaciers, they just melted, and the melting ice pole, ice caps, and then he just floated into the ocean. And I guess he was in a small iceberg, and then it kept melting as it got further and further south. And then by the time he got to us, there was no more ice, and he was just a little bit blue. But I think he's from thousands and thousands of years ago.
We can get off the boat.
Should we take him with us to the museum?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm hauling him in. Help me out.
We're taking him in to the museum. He's too heavy for me.
I'll help you carry him.
He's really heavy.
He's much heavier than you would think. It seems that the whole bottom half of him is turned to stone.
Why?
I don't know, in some kind of calcification process.
This wolf's mouth is not that big.
No, the wolf's mouth is not that big. Do these wolves have arms and hands? And thumbs? They don't, do they?
No.
So they're not that manly. They're mostly wolfy.
Yes.
Okay.
I can use my sharp claws to rip into buildings.
I can use my sharp teeth to bite my way through glass.
I can use my sharp claws to bite my way through sharp rocks.
I can use my sharp claws to dig into plastic.
I can do my sharp claws to dig for treasure. I have an idea. We can go hunting for treasure.
That's a great idea. Yeah. All right, let's do it. Oh, you know what we could do? Let's trade the museum, this body for a treasure map. How does that sound?
Okay, you made the treasure. You made the treasures. So,
okay, and then you give them the body, okay?
Okay, I give you the body.
Oh, thank you. Welcome to the Museum of Natural History. We have a treasure for you if you want it.
I thought that other guy, he was trying to give us treasure.
You got him? You scraped him?
Yeah.
Oh, that guy with the voice like this?
He wanted to get me to die.
Really? You could tell just from the tone of his voice?
Yes, he was a bad guy.
Even though he seemed just like somebody, a clerk at the museum?
Yeah.
Was it just a disguise?
Yeah.
He was actually a bad guy the whole time.
Yes, he was.
Here, look. Here comes another person from the museum. Oh, may I help you? Oh, my goodness. Lopti. What have you done to Lopti? Guards! Guards! Oh, here come the guards.
Where?
They're running towards us, the museum guards.
I can do the... Aren't they you guards?
What did you do?
I did the guards. I flipped them and hit them, and now they're dead.
Wow.
I got him, Wolf.
All right.
I got him.
So they won't be able to get us now?
No.
Boy, what an eventful day at the History Museum, Natural History Museum. Well, should we go into the office and bring this
this body that we found and we partially ate in the water, Cro-Magnon Man, and try to trade him for the treasure map?
Yeah. Now, we go hunting for treasure.
Okay, after that, we'll go hunting for treasure. Okay, here we go. I'll just knock on the door here with my claws.
What you doing?
Come in. Oh, my. Two wolves. Do you understand my speech?
I'm the man wolf.
I see. Yes. How may I help you today?
Who are you?
I'm the director of the museum. I'm responsible for the collection. I was just putting away this Egyptian map to buried treasure. But I'm sure you wouldn't be interested in that.
My treasure!
Oh, are you from Egypt?
Yeah, my treasure!
Are you Egyptian wolf? I've heard of Egyptian dogs, but this is another matter. Wait, what are you doing? Wait, aren't we going to trade the guy? Oh, careful, careful. That's my neck. Wolf, what have you done to him?
You're another wolf.
I am another wolf. What did you do to him?
He was trying to get me to take our treasure.
So, it sounded to me like...
He was taking my treasure.
He was taking the map?
Yes, he was.
It was his map, I guess, originally. Did you trade him the body?
No, I didn't.
Oh, what did you do instead?
Because he didn't say it.
Oh, it seemed like you smothered him.
Why?
Well, I saw you climbed over him, and then you were on his neck.
Yeah, I was. Because... Who are you?
I'm another wolf, the same as you. Well, now that we have this map, should we go to Egypt?
It's too cold there. It really cold up there.
It's cold in Egypt?
It's the North Pole up there.
Oh, well, it looks like the map indicates Egypt is in, by the equator in the middle of the planet, the hottest place on the planet, where it never snows. Should we still go there?
Yes.
Okay, so it's not too cold after all.
No.
You're right, the North Pole is too cold, but Egypt is not in the North Pole. It's somewhere else.
Let's go to the North Pole. I'm freezing.
I'm so cold. Why did we come to the North Pole?
Because I just want to. Oh, there's Santa Claus.
Wow, there he is. Oh, look, he's running away from us. He looks afraid.
Why?
Because last time we saw him, we attacked him.
You eat Santa Claus.
Ho, 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 ho. Hello, wolves. Nice to see you again, I'm sure. You look a little chilly. Can I offer you a bearskin? Okay, here you go. That's two bearskins for you. Now you look like polar bears. Ha, ha, ha. They're also ferocious. What should we do?
I'm now really warm.
Yeah, I feel pretty good, too.
Why?
Well, these polar bear skins are really warm.
Yeah.
Maybe,
I see the Hulk. Don't attack the Hulk. Attack him.
Attack the Hulk?
Yeah.
What's the Hulk doing over here?
Get him.
Ah! Oh, he smashed me. Oh,
he... Austin, get him!
Oh, you're using your claws. Arr.
I got him. I got him.
How did you get the Hulk? He's so strong.
I smacked him on the side of the building.
Whoa, on the side of the building up here on the North Pole?
Yeah.
I was surprised to find a building here. It must have been built a long time ago, and then it froze, and now it's thawing out. This is one of the oldest buildings in the world.
I got the Hulk.
Wow, you're dead. You got the Hulk. Should we look inside this building for treasure? I mean, it's such an old building. It's like an archaeological find.
Yes, look.
How many stories tall is this building?
Really tall.
Like how many stories? What number?
4 stories tall.
It's 4 stories tall?
Yeah.
That's tall for the North Pole.
It's 7 stories tall.
Well, it's 7. That's even taller for the North Pole. Hey, I found something. I found something here on the 5th floor.
What is it?
Well, it looks like an elevator shaft.
Yeah.
But actually... It's inside of a giant worm.
What is it?
And inside the worm are all kinds of tiny diamonds in his skin.
Where is he?
on the inside of this building.
I ate him.
You ate the whole worm?
Yes, I did.
Wow. Now you have the diamonds inside your stomach.
Put out the diamonds. Here you go.
Whoa. Thank you so much. You're so generous.
They're super sparkly.
They are super sparkly. Would you believe that we can buy England with these diamonds?
Yeah.
And France? And after that, we'll have enough money to either buy...
I see a vampire!
Oh, no!
Ah!
Oh! He's after the diamonds!
I told him!
Oh, he bit me!
I bit him! I bit him!
You bit him, too. But you know what happens if he bites you? He starts to turn you into a vampire. I'm starting to turn into a wolf vampire.
No, you're not.
A wolfpire.
No, you're not.
Why not?
Because you can't change into something else. Dude, I'm still a wolf.
You are still a wolf, but he didn't bite you.
No, he didn't. I bite him. So he didn't bite me.
But since he bit me...
Over a car. Now he's dead.
Whoa, you drove over him with a car?
Yeah, now he's dead.
Wow, you used the snowmobile up here on the North Pole.
Just like that.
Oh, no. I thought it might be nice to get to know him a little bit.
Why?
Well, he's wearing a cool outfit, and he has a big cape. And also, he's all the way up here at the North Pole, and maybe he's on an expedition.
He tried to get me.
He was trying to get you, huh?
Yes, he was.
You could tell just by the way he was standing over there when we attacked him from behind?
Yes. Don't take those stairs.
Okay.
No, but under this, I'm a wolf under this.
Ah, I see. You're taking off the Spider-Man outfit. You have your pants and your shirt, which mean that you're a wolf. What color wolf are you?
Purple wolf.
You're a purple wolf. Cool. What color wolf am I?
A red wolf.
All right. Purple and red.
Yeah. So if we mix the red wolf and the purple wolf, that makes green.
All right. If we mix the purple wolf and the red wolf, it makes green?
Yeah. Now I'm green. Now you're... If I mix green and purple... That makes white. I'm white. If we mix white and green, that makes black. I'm black. How do we get black? How do we get black?
Wow. Well.
Now I'm black. How do we all get black?
Well.
I beat a vampire. Now he's changing into a wolf.
Wow, that's amazing. And I feel like I'm changing into a vampire, but you said I shouldn't.
No, you're not.
Because things can't change.
No.
But he's changing into a wolf, though.
Yes, but we're not changing.
No, but we're not. Now there's three of us.
Hello, I'm a wolf. I'm the vampire.
Why did you try to get my friend?
Well, I was just standing there, but it's true, I was thinking about getting your friend. But only because I'm...
I got you.
You did, and you bit me and turned me into a wolf. Normally, I would turn into a bat and just fly away.
I threw you a fish.
Oh, I surprisingly enjoy fish now.
Now you're a fish.
Wow, I've eaten so many fish that I've turned into a fish.
Who are you?
I'm a fish.
I ate a fish.
Ah!
I ate a fish!
You did. That was, well, so much for the vampire. That was an interesting short life he had.
I ate a fish!
Well, how amusing and how interesting you did. Well, should we look for this treasure?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, you gave me the diamonds. I have enough to buy England, France, and one other country. Either Russia or...
Russia.
You want me to buy Russia? Well, you didn't even hear what the other choice was, or Madagascar. Which should I buy?
Russia.
Russia, okay.
Yeah.
Well, there we go. England, France, and Russia, all for the price of these diamonds. Pretty wonderful, don't you think?
Yes.
I'm very impressed with you, Mr. Wolfman. Now you're in charge of
3 major world powers.
So, should we go to Egypt?
Yes, let's go to Russia first.
Let's go where first?
To Russia.
Oh, to Russia first?
Yeah.
Okay, off we go to Russia.
I'm lead you.
All right, I'll follow you there. Hmm.
Here we are.
Here we are. Well, they're very nice to wolves here.
Nobody's here.
No, what happened to them all? Hmm.
I thought maybe behind me.
Are they behind you?
There's a dog. There's a dog. We don't want to go to the museum. We don't go to the inside. You and your dog see a wolf.
Okay. There's a construction site. Looks like they're building something here in Russia.
До свидания. Привет. Hello, wolf.
Well, it looks...
Oh, I'm getting attacked! Ew, help us! Guards! The guards! The army! Oh, kill the president! Kill someone! Kill someone! Help! 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 The wolf is pulverizing me with his foot claws!
Oh no, wolf man! Wait, I'm a wolf man too, stop. Oh, looks like you got the guard. Why did you just attack him like that? I thought we wanted to come to Russia because they're friendly to wolves.
No, you can't. That's my treasure.
Ah, you thought he was after our treasure. Oh, because it's here. Oh, this is one of the keys. Wait, I'm the wolf man. Are you attacking your friend?
Who are you?
I'm the wolf also.
Are you attacking you? Someone was attacking you.
It's okay. I guess you got carried away.
Yes, I did.
I'm now in mortal danger of my life, though. I'm bleeding from many places, and I may die.
I'm telling you, bleeding. No, you're not bleeding anymore.
Thank you. But I'm still weak. I think I need some blood.
I poured new blood. I poured so much blood. I covered all the blood up. Now you're not bleeding anymore.
Thank you, and you gave me new blood inside.
I did.
Well, thank you. I'm feeling a little bit better.
Oh,
yeah. Привет, до свидания. Hey, you over there. You with the wolf. Ow! You, Dr. Wolf. Ow! Ow! You did somersault on me. I'm going to call murder. Murder. In Russia. Ow! No, the Russian bear! Here comes the Russian bear to attack you.
And they released a giant bear. And the bear swiped you with his big claw. But what did the wolf do?
I'm fighting you, bear.
Oh, and the wolf grabbed the giant claw, but then the bear came around with his 2 legs and tried to squash the wolf down. What did the wolf do?
He told the Hulk, Hulk, get the bear!
He called the Hulk on the cell phone, and the Hulk said, hello, yes, I'm just working on a lasagna here. It's got about 15 more minutes.
But you need to get the bear.
Where are you?
I am in Russia.
You're in Russia?
Yes.
I see. Well, I could be there in about 6 hours.
Why?
Because I'm making lasagna here in Ontario.
You are?
I'm Canadian.
You need to get that bear.
I'll do it as soon as I can. How about I email the bear?
No.
I could type smash and email the bear, text him, and he'll get it right away.
Okay, that seems a good idea, but I'm afraid you might get hurt.
And really, just by texting him smash, I might get hurt?
Yeah, but you're pretty fun. You're pretty fun. I think you will do something to get that bear.
Ah, but you think I might get hurt. I see you're saying.
I think you might not get hurt. I think you might, get the bear. I think you might get him.
All right, you think I might get that bear?
Yeah.
Okay, well, can you keep him occupied for about 6 hours until I arrive?
Yes.
Okay, you're just going to hold him in a hug until I get there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, how are you doing? It's been like 4.5 hours. Are you still holding onto that bear?
Yeah.
Do you need any food or like a drink of water?
No.
Okay, I still feel pretty weak over here. Sorry I'm not more helpful.
Why?
Just because I lost so much blood earlier and, you know, I'm just recovering from my wounds when you attacked me.
Who?
Me, the wolf. I'm your wolfman friend.
Sorry I attacked you.
Oh, you just let go of the bear. He's escaping. He's coming over towards me. Oh, he's going to strike me.
I saved him so much.
Oh, here comes the Hulk.
I'm on the side of the building. Now he's dead.
Wow, and you threw him on the side of the building that they were building.
Now he's dead.
Hello, Hulk here. Oh, how are you? I see you're standing over a dead bear.
I got him.
So you don't need me?
No, I don't. I got him.
But I came all this way, and I got all ready to smash him.
But, I see one more bear. Smash that other bear.
Oh, way over there, about like 10 miles away in the tundra?
Yeah.
Okay. Just go on a rampage and just attack a random bear?
Yes, and smash him.
And smash a random bear? He's not even hurting anybody, just standing out there in the tundra?
You need to hit him. He tried to hit me.
Just, you can tell by the way he's standing there?
Yes. He actually, he's trying to hit me because I'm getting him. I can protect you. Undip my sword. Can you get my sword for me?
Yeah, sure, I'll get it. I'll climb up here, up this mountain, and get this sword.
This is mine.
All right, and...
Look at the bear, see the wolf
have a sword. Oh, I'm a Russian bear. I see the Svidanya, the Privyeta, see the sword. Oh, the Hulk is attacking me with a sword, and he's cut me down. And then, after they were hit with the sword...
Done.
The wolves killed some more guards with a sword.
You be a bad guy. I'll save you, Captain America.
Thank you so much. But what about the treasure?
Here, I gave you the treasure.
Oh, you gave me the treasure.
Yeah.
That's great. Oh, I'm being attacked by the bear. Ah!
I got him for you. I got the bear.
He ate my legs.
I got him.
Oh, thank you. I need robotic legs now.
This is my sword.
And so, after trekking across the world to the North Pole and then into Russia, the two wolf men, accompanied by the Hulk with a sword, traveled to Egypt.
I got him with my sword.
They cut down the bears and they traveled to Egypt to find the final amazing treasure guarded by the mummy.
Who are you?
I'm the mummy. I'm nice. All I want to do is have some books to read.
Here, I need some books.
I need as many books as used to fill the library here at Alexandria before it was burned down. I was the librarian.
I feel you so much books.
Do you have 100,000 books for me? Is that a yes?
Yes.
Thank you.
I gave it to you.
Which is your favorite book of all these books?
The man-wolf one. And the shark one.
The shark one and the man-wolf one?
Yeah, that's my favorite book.
Okay. I'll read about you and about sharks. You are free to take the treasure. Here it is.
Thank you.
Do you know what this treasure is?
What?
If you open the box, what do you see inside the box?
I see a treasure. I see more treasure inside the box.
Describe it. What is it like?
Wolf, when I opened that box, Wolf, I saw more treasure, Wolf.
Oh, that's great. What type of treasure?
Egypt Russian treasure. This is my friend, the bunny.
Oh, was your bunny in the box?
No, he wasn't.
Is he the treasure? Oh, he's your friend. Oh, you look so nice hugging the bunny. Looks, what a happy ending after slaughtering so many people. Going and hugging a bunny. You want me to...
Your friend.
Who's this?
Your friend.
What's his name?
What's your friend's name?
Well, you know what this guy's name is, right, Keats?
Toto.
Describe Coco. What kind of animal is he?
Monty.
Yeah, an ape, actually. All right. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This show is called Fun with Fritz. And today, it's been fun with Keats. Thanks for... Yeah. Keats, thanks for being on the radio show.
Let's play some more. Let's play some more, Dada. Let's not play with the sword anymore. Now let's play some more. Let's put these down. Now let's play the name with the name.
Okay, I'm going to take a break. I love you, baby.